There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's our number 2, Bouncy, 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 the original recipe podcast. Here in hour number 2, we start out with the Wolves and the Suns. Does Kevin Durant deserve the bashing, the absolute bashing he's been getting for the Phoenix basketball team losing the first 2 games? Also in Philly, Joel Embiid said that the last second loss to the Knickerbockers was worse than when the Sixers lost to the Kawhi Leonard Raptors back in 2019. Does that work for you? Also, how do you classify Joe Mazzulla, the coach in Boston, being pleased that not a single Celtic is even a finalist for an individual award? We'll talk about that as well. It's coming your way right now, and a zany phone call from one of our favorites in Lost Wages, Nevada. Right here, hour number 2. Has the sun set? Well, kind of. In the NBA playoffs, where a couple of stars welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, hand in hand, as we beat back Father Time coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and noisily powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the war of words, the best kind of war. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. JD in Boston, who works there at the Garden, like that number. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour from the Twin Cities, the Suns looking to even things up. Saw a couple of road teams win on the NBA card on Tuesday night. The Mavericks given a gift by the Clippers. They won that game. Didn't play that well. They won. Neither team played well in that game. It was a 90s-style game. And the Pacers ran laps around the Doc Rivers-coached Milwaukee Bucks. So what about Phoenix? The Suns trying to even up the books there as they took on big, bad Minnesota. This was the early game on the card. So I was actually watching the I used to call them the Indians. Now I guess they're named after a bridge. The Guardians were playing the Red Sox. I was watching that game, and then I watched the Dodgers, a bit of the Dodgers and the Nationals. Not much natitude for Washington in that game. But then I had to flip over to the Suns and the Timberwolves. So if you didn't watch, the reason I left those baseball games is because I was doing my public service. My good mitzvah of the day, I was watching. So Jaden Daniels, who? Jaden Daniels. Put some shine on my name. Jaden Daniels tickling the Nets with 25 points. All five starters scored in double figures as the Timberwolves zoom past the Suns 105-93. So Minnesota now, they take a 2-0 series lead. They hold serve at home. All of the pressure is on Phoenix now going back to Arizona. They have to win both games. One slip up and big time problems. But the better story is there. That's where we start, on the side of the ledger from the Grand Canyon State, where Kevin Durant is getting absolutely charbroiled for his performance in these first two games for the Suns. And so let's discuss that. The question, does Kevin Durant deserve the bashing that he is getting because the Suns have lost both these games? So I've got store brand, puffer fish, and GPS. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to have a Juicy Lucy. Now, when I was in Minnesota, I think I ate at all of the top-rated Juicy Lucy places, and I enjoyed every one. I thought my favorite was in St. Paul, actually. I thought the one over there, I thought was the top one I had at the Nook. I think it was called the Nook there. I thought that was great. Anyway, so number one. Yes. To answer the question, does Kevin Durant deserve the bashing he's getting because of the Suns' situation in the postseason? The answer, I'm nodding my head again, yes. The answer is yes. Here, Kevin Durant, when he went to Arizona, billed as the generational superstar, even though he had failed in Brooklyn, it was going to be different. It was going to be different. Durant, he left Brooklyn, jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, and said, I got to get out to the West. I got to go to Arizona. So he's out in Arizona. The Bohemian baller, Kevin Durant, the Slim Reaper, he's in Arizona. And they got Bradley Beal for him. They picked Bradley Beal up from the Wizards. Devin Booker was already there. These are three big-time players. It's a three-headed, fire-breathing dragon! Except the dragon doesn't have any fire. What do you do? And so it's false advertising. False advertising. It is a results-based business. All business is result-based. And Kevin Durant, a name brand first ballot Hall of Famer, as he will join Muffet McGraw in the Hall of Fame. But Kevin Durant, name brand product. He has been a store brand results guy. Store brand results. What's my evidence? Now, the point total doesn't seem that bad. Durant didn't play particularly great in the game last night. He had 18 points. But 49 points overall in the first two games. However, while Durant has been on the court, running back and forth, getting cardio, the Arizona basketball team, the team that plays in Phoenix, Durant, while he's been out there, the Suns have been outscored by 44 points with him on the court. 44 points. Now, I never played in the NBA. I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express recently, and so I know that's pretty good. If you're Minnesota, not if you're Arizona or Phoenix, rather. I mean, my God, the Suns have absolutely unraveled against a team they were supposed to have all of the playoff experience with Devin Booker and Durant, not necessarily Bradley Beal, but they were the seasoned veterans and they had a championship coach, wink, wink, nod, nod, in Frank Vogel. We know that's not a real championship, but nonetheless, this was not supposed to be a domination situation. Even if you thought Minnesota was going to win the first two games, you did not expect them to blow the Suns off the court, which happened. And the most humiliating thing for Phoenix, if you saw the game, was Anthony Edwards, who has dubbed himself God's gift to basketball. Anthony Edwards, who I'm not ripping him, I like the guy, but Anthony Edwards stunk at a time you can't stink, and it didn't matter. The T-Wolves still won the game. The Suns lost to Jaden Daniels. Wowzer. And Devin Booker, not as quite as bad as Kevin Durant, but while Booker's been on the court, the Suns have been outscored by 39 points, which I don't think is all that good. So Phoenix, they look disjointed. You always look bad when you lose, but they're a special kind of bad. Nothing smooth, everything difficult. The puzzle pieces just don't appear to fit. And now they go back to try to avoid a humiliation of losing three in a row, and then you're on death's doorstep after that to lose the playoff series. Now, page two here, we head to Philadelphia, where Joel Embiid, that's a basketball player, said that that last second loss the other night at the Garden to the Knickerbockers was worse for the Sixers than the famous loss. Remember, if you're old enough to remember back in 2019 before the pandemic, when the team from Canada won the championship, and on their way to winning the championship, Kawhi Leonard, bouncy, it goes in! Bouncy, it went in! Big shot for the Raptors. I was back in 2019. So the question, Joel Embiid saying that this latest loss to the Knickerbockers, blowing a 5-point lead in the final 30 seconds, worse than the dagger from the claw, Kawhi Leonard, does that work for you? Well, Joel Embiid, it's his opinion. It's not a good opinion. I'm going to question the judgment of Joel Embiid. Here's why. This is what I call a puffer fish situation. It's puffery. Okay, it's puffer. It's exaggeration. Because I recall, and maybe you forgot, Joel Embiid walking through the bowels of the arena after that shot went in for Kawhi, crying like he got an F on his report card and he had to go home to mom and dad expected him to get A's and B's, and he got an F. Man, was he crying. And it's also not an apples-to-apples comparison, because the Kawhi basket was the kill shot. That was game seven. Goodbye. Game seven, you lost. The Knicks loss is game two. And Philadelphia, if they've got any machismo, they'll come back and they'll make this a series. It's not a non-fatal loss. It's a sad loss. It's a depressing loss, but it's not worse than Kawhi Leonard. Because if the Kawhi Leonard shot doesn't go in, you have a shot of winning the game, advancing further. Plus, maybe you're the one that wins the championship, although you did have Ben Simmons on that team, so highly unlikely. All right, final point. We now go to Boston as we continue to parse the words of teams and players and coaches in the NBA playoffs. And this caught my attention. Several of you who listen to us, the Ben Maller Show here on Fox via our home in Boston on the Sports Hub, sent this to me that the Celtics, and we're not going to talk about the game, don't worry. Listen, the Celtics clearly better than the shorthanded Miami Heat. This should at most go five games. It really should be a sweep without Jimmy Buckets for Miami, but that's a different conversation. So let them play Joe. Let them play Joe, filling the content machine here. Coach Joe Mazzulla was asked if he was bothered about his Celtics not being represented at all in any category across the board for the NBA Awards. Now, they announced recently all the finalists, the top three in every category, and not a single Celtic showed up on any award. Boston, for much of the year, the top team in the NBA during the regular season, and historically, this is one of the all-time great regular season Celtic teams. Take that, Larry Bird, Bill Russell. Statistically, it is during the regular season with the Tatum-led Celtics, but yet not a single Boston player finished in the top three in any category. Sixth man of the year, MVP, most improved, none of that. Zippo. So Mazzulla was asked about that, if he was bothered. He was bothered by the Celtics not being represented at all. His response, he said, quote, "No, not at all. I think it's beautiful. Why would you get an award for the past?" Close quote. So how do you classify? How do you classify Joe Mazzulla being pleased that none of the Celtics are even in the top three for these individual awards? So I would classify this as unorthodox, out of the orthodoxy, kooky. I would put it in the kooky category. Joe Mazzulla did not toe the company line. He did not. His GPS is set for off the beaten path with these answers. The boilerplate response. Now, you've consumed sports long enough, right? We're all grown up here. There's not a lot of kids listening the time we're on. So you consume sports. What does the coach normally say in any sport across the board if they're asked about a player being up for an MVP or some individual award? What do they always say? What's the boilerplate response? Ding, 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 ding. They say it's a travesty. They say it's unfair. I stand by my players. This is not right. The voters got it wrong. Shame on them. It's a blasphemy. But not Joe. Not let him play Joe Mazzulla. As again, he's agnostic when it comes to awards. It's a singular goal. We are here to win a championship. You can win awards and win a championship. You are able to do both things. It is conceivable to do both of those things. And let me point out that technically everything that anyone has ever accomplished, by definition, is in the past. For example, if the Celtics, and they are the favorite to win the championship, if Boston does win the championship later this summer, and they'll have a little duck boat parade, and they'll celebrate Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and all these guys. But then they have to wait because they don't get their rings right away. They have to design them, and then they have to make them, and so they'll have to wait several months to get their rings. So does that mean Joe Mazzulla's like, no, nobody gets rings because that's a past accomplishment. Sorry, you don't get that. And that mindset would be great. Like you go to have a meal, go to buy cotton candy at the state fair. I'm good. I don't need to pay for that. I'm all right. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, speakeasy rules are in effect, but you can join us here, scream, shout, yell, all that good stuff. And there is a line open, first time in a while. Grab that line. Also on X, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. If you would like to be part of the program, we're going to call this one the Cheetah Surprise. The Cheetah Surprise. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Maller here. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app, then pick between 2 and 6 players to choose if they'll have more or less of a stat like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code Maller. The new customers play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code Maller only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in pick six credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for pick six use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick six not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones. If you call in, his voice is the voice you will hear. And you will have to convince him you have something to say to get on the air. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper. He's at UH Bronco Fan.
Born in East LA.
A Bronco fan. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Now, the hat of the night, Eddie. Do you recognize the hat of the night? I have a story about the hat of the night. So I was walking into the building, and this guy named Brian Finley, who apparently still works here, he walked by me. Brian has mastered the disheveled hair look. It is true. Amazing, right? He always looks like he just got out of bed.
Yeah.
That's a skill. Do you think he...
I don't think that's a skill, actually.
No, I think he tries to look like that.
Well, he's doing a good job.
He's doing an amazing job.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does he look like that when he does those tennis thing or golf
no,
or whatever?
No,
he does not.
He does not.
So he cleans up for that.
He combs his hair for those. I've seen the videos.
Okay. All right, so he comes in here. He's walking, whatever, it's fine. And, is that a Baltimore Orioles hat you're wearing?
Well, it's got to be in. It's orange and black. Okay.
Yeah.
I was guessing Boston.
No, not Boston. No.
Boston baked beans.
Well,
that's a logical guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's very logical.
Coop, you remember, right? You were there.
Bakersfield?
That's right.
Yeah. The Bakersfield Blaze.
May they rest in peace.
But we put out of business. Minor league team had been in Bakersfield, Lorena, for almost 100 years. We threw out the first pitch. They went out of business. So we all went up there.
I thought Lizzo was your first thing to derail.
No, second.
I realized I've thrown out the first pitch at three minor league baseball games. Two of them are now defunct. The Lancaster Jethawks in the Cal League threw out the first pitch there. They're no longer around. And the Bakersfield team And we went there, and it was a really cool night. I think it was only about 160 that night in Bakersfield. So it was really cool there.
Yep.
And they had these fans. Remember the fan thing, Eddie?
Yeah, like the cool zone, but it didn't really work.
It just dripped. And I sat next to it, and it looked like I had wet my pants. And I was
You did.
No, I did not wet my pants.
You did.
And then you remember the listener that got kicked out of the event in the second inning and then tried to sneak back in.
Yeah, like, Air Force Andrew.
Yeah. Got kicked out.
It was a brilliant move on his part, though, to try and sneak back in, because he took off his shirt and hat, and he thought, well, maybe the security staff there at Bakersfield would not recognize him.
No, I thought
he
turned the jersey inside out.
No, he took it off.
Oh, okay,
took it off.
Yeah. They caught him right away.
Yeah, they were like, we remember you. We just threw you out like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, there were only like eight people at the game, so that
wasn't
hard to find.
And he got thrown out in like the first inning.
We got to do another one of those, Eddie. We have not thrown out the first pitch. It's the pandemic.
Would you like to do that, Lorena?
I don't know if I could throw the ball very far.
Oh, come on.
Well, neither can Ben.
Oh, shut up, Eddie.
Bad shoulder.
I'll teach you. Listen.
God.
Eddie. All right. I am an expert. I'm a veteran of the first pitch battles, okay? So I'm willing to go anywhere in California, Arizona, or Nevada to throw out the first pitch. How about that? Any of those three states.
I'll tag along.
I will be coming up in South Carolina, so or North Carolina, so I'll be in those states. I have to go for something in a little bit. So any minor league teams in those states. But, Lorena, you'll throw out the first. No, you got to throw – it's the lollipop curve. I'll teach you how to throw it. And it's a great pitch because you don't have to use a lot of arm movement and all that, and it's the most dominant pitch
I like the name of it.
Yeah, lollipop curve.
Lollipop.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Great song.
So,
I'm gonna have to try and get us to drop the puck at
an
Ontario rain game.
Oh, remember we were gonna do that a couple years ago.
I know.
I kind of
with my little podcast I'm doing. I kind of know some people.
Eddie's a made man. Look at that.
I'm not saying I guarantee it, but I.
Did you see the G League team moved out of Ontario? The Clippers G League team had been there. They're moving.
I was very heartbroken to hear that. Yeah, because those teams move. I don't know every year.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Are they still called? They were called like the Red Ants or something. I think they changed their name though. I don't think they're called that.
You're going to be shocked by this.
What's that?
I'm not keeping up on the G League this year.
You think I am? Of course not. Not at all. Many people have requested my nicknames, Eddie, and I don't believe
that that's true.
Well, Patricia, she's on there. I mean, I can go down the list. There's a ton of people.
Well, I mean, you lie about these things a lot, so.
I think Femi in Minnesota, he likes it. He says he used to collect websites back in the day. He'd hoard domain names back in the old days and all that. But,
sure he's living high on the hog over that decision.
It's a good business.
Rob in Vegas says, did somebody say Maller nicknames, please? And I mentioned Patricia. So I have been called, over the years, I've been called the spin master of misinformation, the bannering broadcaster, the Beethoven of BS, the curmudgeon of commentary, the chasm of sarcasm, the czar of zany, the dark knight of weeknight sports radio, mogul of mischief, Benny the Brazen, king of zing, Moneyball Maller. Benny the Bopper, the facetious fox,
who?
The sultan of insultin, the
Jackass.
Shaman of schadenfreude, the sensitive sniffer, jumping jack of wisecrack, inside of overnight, medicine man Maller, the nabob of negativity, the sage of outrage, the pinnacle of cynical, the prince of preposterous, professor of propaganda, the czar of hyperbole, the floating turd of the spoken word, and the mad hatter of sports chatter. It's a lot of nicknames. Let's say hello to Mike, who's in Viva Las Vegas.
I wasn't doing nothing right.
It is in Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, right? Sounds like a two-for-one special. Mike, who are you talking to, Mike? We heard someone else's voice.
Yes, I've got the company man.
Well, you want me to let you go? I don't want you. I don't interrupt if you've got.
No, come on, man. You know, I love the idea, man. I'm sitting in front of Caesar's Palace.
Oh, you're right in front of Caesar's there. Okay, very good. Yeah.
Yep.
What are you just walking? You're just walking down the strip
at it.
Okay. All right. Why don't you walk inside?
Huh?
Are you banned from Caesar's Palace?
I'm banned, but I still go there.
You are. All right. And you told us you at the Bellagio, you say you swam in the fountains of the Bellagio. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's not that funny.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You got to have drugs.
Check this one out. The other day, I was sleeping in a park, and it was like a...
What's that? Well, any story that starts with... You know, most fairy tales are once upon a time. When a fairy tale starts with one time I was sleeping in a park, boy, you know that's going to be good. Man, is that going to be a kid-friendly, fun story. Yeah.
Oh, man. I broke myself into this gated community park, right? And I saw a cop car at about somewhere around sunrise. And then right around sunrise, I tried to get out of the park. And they had these, like, 7 foot tall with the curved, you know, like... Huh?
What?
Fence.
You know, oh, the fence. Yeah, the fence.
You know, yeah.
The fence.
Like a mansion thing over.
So you couldn't get, you broke in, but you couldn't get out.
Yeah. My leg got stuck. I was hanging upside down for like over an hour.
Oh, that is awesome. But the cops got a good chuckle out of that, too.
Oh, that is wonderful. And how high up were you when you were hanging upside down? How high were you?
At about 7 feet.
7 feet? You're up in the air. Oh, my God.
I could reach the bars, but I couldn't pull my leg out.
Yeah.
Eventually.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm like, am I going to die like this?
What a way
to
go out.
What a dumb thing to do.
That would be an amazing way to do it. I mean, there's many ways to check out, but that's one of the more unique ways to check out. If you had to, man. Boy, you got a really good sense of humor about all this, man. Jeez. All right, Mike, listen, be safe out there. I'm sure the strip is booming right now. So,
I don't want... Patrick Mahomes anymore.
Okay, good. Well, that was an amazing take. And now that the context of you hanging upside down 7 feet up in the air, it now makes sense that you wanted the Vikings to trade for Patrick Mahomes. Let me guess about 8 years ago, Mike, about 8 years ago, you probably called up saying, hey, can the Vikings get Tom Brady? They should acquire Tom Brady from the Patriots. Yeah, it's a good take. Yeah. All right, I gotta go, but thank you. All right. I gotta go. You want to toss to Eddie? You can toss to Eddie if you want. You want to do the toss?
No. We'll talk to Eddie, or keep me on the line and give me some sports trivia.
What am I?
Terrible toss.
Yeah.
These guys are making Marcel look more and more like a world class pro.
They cannot. Or listen,
Whoopi Pie Blair was yesterday awful. Yeah. This guy awful. Come
Blind
on,
Blind Emmett's pretty good.
That's true.
Seahawks
Blind Emmett, very good.
He's got a future in the
That's
business.
Right.
Yeah. This guy,
rising young star.
Mike, no, he should go back and hang 7 feet up in the air. No, we should take him to the Strat there in Vegas, Eddie. That Strat, you know that thing at the Stratosphere that goes up.
Yeah.
Hang him on that.
Well, yeah. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Probably not.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I saw a guy that you're high on, and I actually agree with you. This guy, I think maybe, you know, he's kind of Gardner Minshew light. He's a guy who might be able to start in the right situation in the NFL.
Who's that?
Jake Browning.
Yeah, I like Cincinnati that guy. Bengals. Yeah, he impressed me last year.
Apparently, he's banking on Joe Burrow getting hurt because he's signed a 2-year deal to stick around there in Cincinnati, but he ain't going to play unless Burrow gets hurt, although Burrow does get hurt from time to time.
He does get hurt a bit.
But I don't know. I think this guy could get a shot somewhere else, but he's decided he's going to stay in Cincinnati.
I agree. If I was the Raiders or the Vikings, I would trade for him. It's not going to happen now because he got an extension. But I am I agree. That's a hot take, Eddie. We agree with. That's a hot take. We agree with.
It's rare, but it happens from time to time.
Once in a full moon. It is the Ben Maller Show. Are you tired of feeling alone in your job search, like Mike in Vegas hanging upside down? Anyway, it's just one connection. You can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of the Fox Sports Radio draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here, Fox Sports Radio. It's tomorrow, 8 p.m., Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former executive with the Cardinals there, Steve Keim, and College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington. Big noon kickoffs, Rob Stone. We'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's coming up tomorrow, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app, presented by Express Pros. NFL player making some headlines for us. Did you hear what Tyreek Hill had to say? Had a lot to say. He revealed that he has blank number of kids. How many kids do you think Tyreek Hill has, Eddie? Would you like to guess the Tyreek Hill kid game? You want to give that a shot? He's thinking about it. He's contemplating. Or he's not listening at all. I don't think he's listening at all.
I think he has 7 kids, Ben.
7. All right, Lorenzo. 2 on the way. 7. What about you, Koopaloop? What do you think? How many kids for Tyreek Hill? Playing the Tyreek Hill kids game?
Well, let's see. You're talking about it.
That is true. I am. But 7's a big number. 7's
a
big number.
It is a big number, but I believe Sean Kemp has 11.
Yeah.
And Tyreek Hill, I gotta put it right around there. I'm gonna go 10.
Coop, you ruined the game. You got it right.
Yeah!
You schmuck! What's wrong with you? Tyreek Hill revealed that he has 10 kids. in a new interview. Well, we know a couple of them were like born the same month, so we know that happened.
Wow.
Which one did he kick in the womb?
Oh, man, that's a low. I don't know. I'm really a doctor. Anyway, Tyreek, he's 30, so he's still got many, many years left to produce the seed that will provide the child. Very fertile man, Tyreek Hill. And so he's, you think, another, the next 5 years or so? I know he's married, but that hasn't stopped him. So what are we looking at here? Another three or four kids at least? He's going to have a starting 11. And he's going to have a punter and a kicker and a kick returner. So he's going to have everything covered. They got to play both ways other than the specialist. Now, Tyreek also said that he and his wife, they left the United States. They went to Tokyo to avoid the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. They left. They took off and went to Japan.
He's got to have four more to tie the record.
Who holds the record?
Calvin Murphy.
Oh, yeah, he used to wear the suits. He was he traveled with the Rockets. He played for them, but he was a broadcaster for years.
Yes, he has 14 children with 9 women.
Wow, man, that must be very expensive and also chaotic. Do you think, remember that?
I think he has trouble remembering all their names.
Well, Antonio Cromartie, remember the famous video on Hard Knocks? He couldn't remember all the names of his kids. It's like, damn, dude. At that point, you should just kind of give him the same name. So that's Jim 1, Jim 2, Jim 3.
Well, Calvin Murphy is 75 years old. So yeah. You got to imagine that plenty of them have, their kids of their own. So how many grandchildren does Calvin Murphy have?
That's true.
Didn't George Foreman name like 4 of his kids George?
Yeah. That was the famous George thing. Yeah. That's crazy, though. 10 kids, you're 30 years old, dude. And he's going to go bankrupt. But he's made a lot of money, but right, that money's not going to last. That kind of money paying out child support, those are all young kids, too. They're all under the age of 18. Unless he started, do the math on that, he would have had to have started when he was about 10 for them to not be 18. Yeah. Anyway, all right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Let's go to the phones. We'll say hello to Jed, who fled. I bet you Jed's hung upside down from 7 feet up in the air and his travels around the swamplands of Florida. Hello, Jed.
Antonio Cromartie, proud former Seminole. And as you probably could tell, his semen is unconquered, as the same is. Eddie is no fan of cockroach hats, but would you wear a La Cucaracha sombrero? Because I'd like to live vicariously through you, because as soon as I put that on, I do a little. Exactly. I get accused of it. It's like they know I'm going to want Speedy Gonzales. I'm about to do before I even get to talk. And that's not it. That's profiling me.
I would have to wear a sombrero. Yes,
Lorraine,
I would do that.
Lorraine. Brandon is such a gentleman. You worry not. That brain of yours, he's gonna make sure you don't get embarrassed in a pregame opening pitch situation. He's gonna go ahead and step up and throw it left-handed. It's gonna be bad, and then he's gonna insist that it's his throwing arm. He is such a gentleman. What a guy!
No, listen, I'm not like that. I'm gonna dominate. Every time I have the greatest first pitch when I do these things, I embarrass the crew. They're trying to throw 95 miles an hour, and they're not professional baseball players. And they bounce the pitches, and they're disasters. But my pitch right to the catcher's glove every time.
He's a weapon. You got to stick to your strengths like Barack Obama did when he was shooting the pregame jumpers at Chicago and we're about 0 for 35. Speaking of Chicago, as of mid-23 with one Google search, the overlapping multi-jurisdictional cluster F has spent $300+ million on people that ain't Chicagoans, people that ain't from the state of Illinois, not even from America. So you know they're going to lead their city with regards to making the right choice, funding a stadium, and those taxpayers don't have to worry about footing that bill. No chance.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I mean, not only the Bears.
One last thing. Please look. Hey, Shane in Des Moines.
Quickly.
What's it like living life right beside that backspace button? The backspace button? Why don't you call in and then complain? You got about as much testicular fortitude as Texas Jack that hangs up. Y'all
okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you. So glad we had that. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, and that is implementing comprehensive reforms and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. We have Mallard of the Third Degree. Time now for the Insta Trivia. Blank is the only player with 10 or more stolen bases and 5 or more home runs so far this big league season. That's the Insta Trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift the chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us. Both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios.
Come on, Eddie!
It's Ben Maller.
We're having a party, Eddie, no! Just mumble like you know the words. Just mumble along.
La cucaracha!
La cucaracha. Here we go. It is time now for the Insta Trivia. Blank, the only player with 10 or more stolen bases, 5 or more home runs so far this young MLB season. That is the question. What is the answer? Dale Gribble from Cowboy Killer. Shout out Cartoon World. Late night drug tester says Dave Malicki of the Tigers. Darren Erstad from Mr. Nice Guy. Who else do we have? Page down. Cattell Marte from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Some guy who was slaving over a hot microphone from Trucker Joe. That's his answer. President Ronald Reagan from Ferg Dog. The young Robbie from Justin in Cincinnati. Rowdy Telez from the King Rory. Maller Prop Guy got it right. Bad job by him. The Otani of radio, Benny the Bopper. There you go. That's a good look at my pitch. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm going to go with former Yankee Hensley Bam Bam Mullins.
Bam Bam. Fine answer, Eddie, but unfortunately it's incorrect. The correct answer is Ellie De La Cruz of the Cincinnati Reds.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the Third Degree. This is when Big Ben gets real.
Koopaloop.
Well, speaking of Tyreek Hill, a report surfaced earlier this week that says that the Dolphins may be targeting a long-term replacement for him in the draft. Now, Ben Hill is only 30 years old, but the team could save $50 million in cap space by moving on from him at the end of the season. Do you think they'll do it?
Oh, yes. I mean, Tyreek, he has been teetering on the brink of disaster, even in Miami. He had that incident at the yacht or the harbor there in Miami. So there's that. And, yeah, he's a speed guy. Once you get past the age of 30, you start getting slower. So what else does Tyreek provide for you? So, yes. Next!
Despite a potential first-round exit, reports are saying that the Lakers plan to keep Darvin Ham for one more season no matter what happens.
Oh, please.
Ben, are you buying these reports?
No. If the Lakers get swept by the Nuggets and Darvin Ham doesn't use one challenge the entire series, he's going to be fired. I remember Doc Rivers blew one of the series with the Clippers. So he's going to be back as coach. And then a couple weeks later, he was fired. I do not believe Darvin Ham is guaranteed to be back next year. That's what they're saying. It doesn't guarantee anything if the Lakers get swept. Next!
Total of 81 NBA players across 30 teams answered a poll asking who the most overrated player is in the league. Rudy Gobert had the highest response rate. Ben, do you agree?
Well, I don't play in the NBA. Everyone rips Gobert. He plays an antiquated style, and apparently he's a schmuck. Everyone hates him. What does he do to everyone? Nobody likes the guy. I don't understand. How do we do Cope?
He passes it.
I won, Lorena!
About time.
Thank you. Perfect score. Every judge.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients,
Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.